The Entertainment Earth Podcast with Adam Paulus.
Hi, everyone. It's time for the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's December 4th, 2009. It's probably the afternoon by the time you hear this. I don't know when you're listening to this, but anyway, it's December. The year's almost over. Let's get into movie news and stuff because we've missed a week and you need information. Last week at the box office, to no surprise, Twilight Saga New Moon, $42.9 million. That was your number one box office movie. The Blind Side of Sandra Bullock, number two with $40.1 million, outperforming expectations. 2012, $17.7 million. Old Dog, $16.9 million. And Disney's A Christmas Carol continues to do quite well with $15.8 million. This week at the box office, your new movies include Armored, Brothers, and Transylvania, which it turns out is actually an indie production that was done by a couple of guys in Romania. They actually shot it in Transylvania. Heard a podcast with Adam Carolla. Very interesting. Anyway, in limited release this week, you can see Breaking Point, The Last Station, Up in the Air, and The Strip. Your news this week, the Dr. Horrible comic book from Dark Horse is in stores now. Entertainment Earth, we got some. I got my copy. Haven't read it yet. Just read the 5-page preview online. Gotta read it. Looks good. Written by Zach Whedon. It has a backstory to the infamous Dr. Horrible sing-along blog from Joss Whedon. MTV Movies reports that Quentin Tarantino was offered and rejected Green Lantern, now saying he only wants to do original properties and original superheroes, if he were to do one at all. Buzz is going around that the Hobbit movies will not be started until summer 2010, which means that the first of the two Hobbit movies probably won't be ready for movie theaters until 2012. It's possible they could be out for holiday 2011, but it's unlikely. Terry Gilliam is reporting that, or rather reportedly said that Robert Duvall as Don Quixote in his new movie is something he'd like to see. Not to be confused with his previous Don Quixote movie, which didn't get made, but this is a new Don Quixote movie, which presumably will be made. Comedian Brian Posehn will have a new album in 2010, so says Chunklet Magazine's newsletter. It will be on the Relapse label, and it's coming out and it'll be great. Mystery Science Theater 3017 DVDs have been announced for March 2010. They will include The Crawling Eye, Blood Beast, The Final Sacrifice, and Blood Waters of Dr. Z. Daria DVDs have been confirmed for the future, possibly 2010. There's only one little catch. The MTV cartoon will not be having all of the music due to licensing restrictions, which is unfortunate. Also, if we can't remember if we told you about it before, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Turtles Forever has been airing on the CW for Kids network. It has a crossover between the 1980s Ninja Turtle characters and the modern 2000 era Ninja Turtle characters in what is pretty much the series finale. We caught it. It's fun. If you like the original show and you grew up with it, you'll probably want to see it. And if you're a kid and you like the new Ninja Turtles, you may as well see it too. It is unknown if it'll come out in DVD, but it looks like it probably won't. Toy news! We got a lot of news this week. Well, not as much as some weeks. Star Trek! The Star Trek motion picture phaser, it's an Entertainment Earth exclusive, has just hit the warehouses. We just got them, and hopefully we'll have a full review and sound effects and all that stuff for you shortly. Also, the second batch of Playmates Star Trek movie figures, if you didn't hear it before, is apparently canceled. The movie line is on some sort of hiatus, which I take it to be some sort of abrupt end. Don't expect too much more at this time, but who knows what the sequel will bring you. Halo figures. Lots of new figures were announced by McFarlane Toys, including Tartarus, Elite Fight Yellow, Oni Operative Dare, Blue Spartan Rogue, Sergeant Forge, another Master Chief, Green Camo Marine, Buck, Spartan Mark VI, Black, Brute Captain, Spartan EOD, White, Elite Ascetic, Red, and Arbiter Ripamorami, or something to that effect. LEGO's Bionicle line will end in 2010. At least six more toys are on deck, possibly more. We're waiting for news and confirmation of the other new toys. It will end in 2010, that's confirmed. G.I. Joe, Target's second batch of exclusive deluxe figures of vehicles has shown up, including the Serpent Armor, which is a black repaint of the vintage Snake Armor, which I'm still looking for. Also, Big Lob from the original G.I. Joe movie is next year's 3¾-inch G.I. Joe Club exclusive. Transformers fans, take note, Dion, a repaint of Universe Hotshot, will be the 2010 Transformers Club exclusive. Other news, since I don't really have anywhere to put it, I should put it in the other section. Star Wars Celebration 5 was just confirmed for next August in Orlando, so prepare your trip to Florida for Star Wars Celebration 5. No word yet on what, if any, exclusive figures will be available. Neil Hamburger, the comedian, has announced a plush doll is going to be available at his shows. It looks kind of cheap, but it is Neil Hamburger, and it's awesome, and I'm probably going to want one anyway. Also, forgot to mention the showbiz part of the show. Paul F. Tompkins' new CD, Freak Wharf, has been released on AST Records. If you like Paul F. Tompkins, you'll probably recognize him from a number of television projects. Might be worth checking out. Army of Two action figures are coming from NECA. James Bond Barbie pictures have been released of Pussy Galore, Honey Rider, and whoever the name of Halle Berry's character is. The Halle Berry one looks really good. Also, the Barbara Streisand Barbie has shipped from Mattel, and some stores, including Entertainment Earth, have them in stock. New at Entertainment Earth! Barbara Streisand's here! You can order her right now! The Mattel Barbie doll is in stock, and remember, if you use the free shipping offer, which is only good for a short period of time, you will be able to get her shipped free with a $59 order of in-stock merchandise. So you get Barbara Streisand, the Star Trek motion picture phaser, you'll have the best 1970s themed holiday ever. We also received a ton of other new items. Pre-orders for new Halo figures are up and ready to go. We've got so much up, you gotta check it out. All these new items are arriving every day. We just got a huge new shipment of Hasbro action figure products and Mezco Hellboy backpacks and messenger bags with a BPRD logo on them. They're awesome. Check them all out today at entertainmentearth.com. That's it for this week's show, boys and girls. I've got a couple of other shows for you this week, so check out our video game and Toy of the Week podcasts. I need to be going because I have a lot of work to do because, funny thing you should know about the holiday season is people order a lot of toys. And it's a lot of work. So anyway, I'll see all you guys next time. Check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And don't forget to keep checking our website because there might be a new sale sometime soon. Possibly on Monday. I'm just saying. Have a great weekend, everybody.